Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well remains a baffling bit of writing for me. It kind of wanders and doesn't resolve itself all that well, in spite of the title. In the play, Bertram, a gentleman, is given in marriage to Helena, the young orphan that he has been raised with, as a reward for Helena saving the king's life. It's a bit of a twist on the chivalric idea of a knight in shining armor saving the king's life and in return marrying the beautiful young damsel. Bertram feels he is above Helena socially and that it would insult him to marry her, and so he flees the country. Helena sets off on an incredible journey after him to claim him as her husband and eventually tricks him into accepting her hand through duplicity and mistaken identity. It is an oft-repeated maxim that Shakespeare did not write good parts for women. Of course, women did not appear on stages themselves at the time. Female roles were played by boys in drag. But I think that saying that the bard did not write good parts for women is an overreach. Aside from Viola, Isabella, and Rosalind, I think Helena in All's Well is actually a coded early feminist message. It's not a man that saves the king's life and receives a human being as a prize. It is a woman who displays the mental gifts that enable her to stabilize the kingdom and win the king's favor. It is a woman who is the hero in the scenario and the man who has given his property to her. And Bertram reacts as a man would. He is insulted and he is stunned that he is treated like a sack of potatoes to be bought, sold, or gifted as others see fit, which was precisely the fate of women at the time. I wonder, given that his own daughters were approaching marriageable age, if this wasn't partly a meditation on what strength they could have. To put it bluntly, Bertram does not deserve Helena, and he is too much of a selfish prig to realize that she is genuinely the catch, not him. In modern parlance, one of her friends would need to take her out for drinks and say, "Girl, he is just not that into you." But she wants him, in spite of all his failings, and they are legion. Which reminds me, love is not an equation, and it does not make sense. Why is it that that smart, gorgeous friend of yours continues to throw themselves at someone who does not merit their time or attention? As the person in a relationship who brings less to the table and has spent the better part of the last decade keenly aware of that, I have to say, thank heavens, the opposites attract. As usual, I think our bard finds his way through a particularly frustrating issue with comedy, because to tackle it head-on would be far too painful. And he wanders about the topic, hinting at how smart and how beautiful and resourceful and kind Helena is. But he never comes out and strikes what we would see in the modern world as a strong stance for feminism. But for the day, it was a powerful message, and not one that was well received. Taming of the Shrew was one of his biggest hits, and All's Well remains a very rarely performed piece. I could like it so much more if Helena didn't want Bertram so much, if she would just realize her own worth beyond him. But she never does. And I remain so frustrated with her, just as I am with my friends that I think could do better in their choice of mates. And on the outside, we can't really know what happens in another relationship. But we do know that sometimes you love people for who they are, and sometimes you love people in spite of themselves. But perhaps things are best when we find a way to love someone for a combination of the two.